55. The Remembrance Exercise. The Overself Remembrance Exercise has a peculiar potency of its own, despite its informal and unprogrammed character. It is needful to reserve a part of one's being, consciousness, or thought, for this unique remembrance, which is of a value set apart from all others. This act of recollection requires no effort, no exercise of the power of will. It is an act of turning in through and by the power of love toward the source of being. Love redirects the attention, and love keeps it concentrated, sustained, obedient. The method of this exercise is to maintain uninterruptedly and unbrokenly the remembrance of the soul's nearness, the soul's reality, the soul's transcendence. The goal of this exercise is to become wholly possessed by the soul itself. If the effort to remember the Overself is kept up again and again, it attenuates the materialistic mental tendencies inherited from former lives and arrests the natural restlessness of attention. It eventually achieves a mystical concentration of thought, akin to in character to that reached during set periods of meditation, but with the added advantage of not stopping the transaction of worldly activity. He should train himself in the Overself Remembrance Exercise, 1, until it becomes quite easy and effortless, 2, until this inward concentration has been set in habitual motion, 3, until the remembrance continues of its own accord, and 4, until its practice has become firmly and successfully established as ceaseless flow. When the remembrance becomes ceaseless flow, the Overself will bring him a remarkable fruitage of grace. When he turns habitually inwards toward the Overself, grace can operate more readily in all matters. When the grace starts working, this is likely to remove a number of internal and external obstacles in his path. Sometimes in a seemingly miraculous manner, and eventually bring him to a truer self-awareness. Under great strain and amid grave dangers, the aspirant will find courage and endurance in the talismanic power of remembering the higher self. It is always there.